Hello and welcome to the Every Child, Every Day podcast. I'm your host, Rob Arnold, superintendent of Amherst County Public Schools. Now in his 37th year with WSET, Dennis Carter's broadcasting career spans more than 40 years. Before joining ABC 13 in August of 1983, Dennis worked 4 years with WBTM, WAKG, Radio in Danville, and also has newspaper writing experience with the Danville Register. Over the past four decades, Dennis has covered major local and national sports stories, including Virginia Tech's Sugar Bowl National Championship game in January 2000, my personal favorite, Virginia basketball's 2019 postseason run to the national title, the Daytona 500, and state high school championships in a variety of sports, including many Amherst Lancer title runs. Dennis and the ABC 13 sports team have been honored numerous times by both the Virginia Associated Press Broadcasters and Virginia Association of Broadcasters for outstanding sports coverage, most recently in June of 2018 by the VAB. Dennis received the Virginia Associated Press Broadcasters Emeritus Award for Best Sports Anchor of the Year in a large market television station in April 2016. ABC 13 Sports earned both the Virginia AP and VAB awards in 2014. Closer to home, Dennis has been inducted into the Amherst County Sports Hall of Fame. We are honored to have Dennis Carter as our guest today as we discuss his career in the state of high school athletics in Central Virginia. As Dennis has just recently announced his retirement at year's end, we thought it would be a great opportunity to reminisce and thank him for his service to this area. Please join us. Welcome, Dennis, and thank you for your time, and more importantly, thank you for your commitment to the youth of Central Virginia.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
This is going to be a good show. We're excited about this one. It's our first external celebrity. Most of our shows have been about internal employees and people in the community, but we thought, you know, as important as high school extracurricular activities and sports are, especially here in Amherst, that it would be important for to talk to someone that's made such an impact on that community and that world here in Central Virginia. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so I think the first thing, because one of the things we do as a school system and the thing that we base our success on is what happens to students when they leave here. And so if there's some students out there that are interested in broadcasting, sports broadcasting specifically, you know, what was your motivation to get into it, and what would be some advice to help guide students towards that career?
I think my motivation to get into this profession was just a love of sports that I've had ever since I was a little kid. I have always enjoyed following sports. I like to play sports. I'm not very good at it, but I enjoy playing. But it's always just been a big interest of mine, and it's something that I felt like would be a good job to have, to be able to cover something that you enjoy and to enjoy your job every day that you go into work. And I feel like this has been a perfect job for me, and that I've been able to do something that I really am interested in, that I enjoy doing every day. So that was kind of my desire to get into the profession. I never thought I would be in the profession as long as I have stayed. I've been very fortunate. I thank the folks at WSET in Lynchburg for putting up with me for 36 years, because it's not that often that a person gets to stay at one place for as long as I have. So I feel like I've been blessed to be able to hang around this long and to be a part of the Central Virginia sports scene.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to any students that were looking to, because I think it's a pretty popular and sought after position for sure.
You know, looking back on how I got into it, my first job at the radio station in Danville was not as a sportscaster or what I really wanted to do. It was as a commercial writer. You have to get your foot in the door. Sometimes you have to take on things that maybe don't interest you that much, but it allows you to get your foot in the door, and you want to show people that you're interested in learning and to being a part of a group or of an organization. Your perfect job is not going to be sitting out there on a silver platter. Sometimes you have to work your way into what you hope to eventually do. So my first job was writing 30-second spots for area businesses like grocery stores, department stores. But it was a way for me to get into the business of radio. And from there, at the time, they did not have anyone doing a daily sportscast. And they said, Dennis, would you like to do a 2 or 3 minute sportscast that we could run during drive time every night from, 6:15 to 6:20? I said, I'd love to. So I was able to start doing that. And then they said, Dennis, we don't really have anybody doing play-by-play for football for GW in Danville. Would you like to do that? Yes, I would. Absolutely. And I was in the right place at the right time to take on a lot of different opportunities and to learn things as I went. And that's so important if you want to grow in this business, is to learn as much as you can, because the more you know, the more valuable a person you are. So when another job becomes available, people are going to lean towards the person that knows how to do a lot of different things, as opposed to a person that may only know how to do one or a couple of things.
Yeah. So those are more general, but almost like soft skills that you really accumulated a lot of experiences, and that's sort of what we want our students to start to understand. Is
right.
It's not always glamorous, and your end goal might be something, but you're not going to start there, and so you got to work towards it. Did you happen to have a welcome to the business moment, something that was, I don't want to say embarrassing, but maybe so?
Oh, I've had many of those on a weekly basis. Yeah. But, one thing that really I remember as kind of an embarrassing time for me was back in 1986. It was the Peach Bowl, when Virginia Tech beat NC State in Atlanta on a last-second field goal by Chris Kinzer. It's a great football game. We were there in Atlanta covering the game, and we got some great video, some great interviews after the game. I was so excited. We had to go to the ABC affiliate in Atlanta to edit, which back then was tape, and we had to find the affiliate in Atlanta to do the editing and then to send the product back to Lynchburg. At the time, the technology wasn't where you could go to a laptop and throw something together and just email your story back to Lynchburg. That was not available at the time. So we got our footage, really excited to get there and get started on that story. Well, if you've been to Atlanta, you know that there's a lot of traffic. There's a lot of traffic issues. That night, there happened to be the road that we were supposed to take was blocked off, and there was a detour. And evidently, we took the wrong turn because we never made it to the place where we were supposed to edit our story on this exciting game. So we didn't make our deadline. So I was crushed. I mean, this was more than 30 years ago. I still remember it like it was yesterday. So that was kind of my moment where I was so embarrassed that we weren't able to make our deadline that night, because I don't know if it was stuff beyond our control, but the directions that we had just did not get us to where we needed to be, and it was just a terrible moment. And you're going to have those challenges, those failures along the way. Sometimes you just have to to get up and wipe yourself off and just move on to the next challenge, because, you know, it doesn't always go perfectly. It's not going to go the way you want it to all the time. So
I'm going to have to explain to our student producer here what tape means, but we'll do that after the show. He's looking at us like we have two heads, but we'll get to that. So, Dennis, what role do you think high school sports or even high school athletics have on the development of young people? I mean, you've seen a lot of it, and you.
I think high school sports are great in the way that they bring people together. It's an opportunity for people to work together towards one common goal, and you learn so many valuable things along the way. You learn how to work with people, because when you get a group of people together that come from different cultures, from different places, and they have different ideas on how things need to be done, you have to come together as a team and figure out how we're going to do this thing. You know, you have a lot of different opinions, a lot of different ways of doing things, but you have to come to an agreement on how you're going to do this thing, and then you put together a plan, and you make that plan work. And if the plan works with all the moving pieces together, you're going to have a successful product. If it doesn't, you've got problems. And you're not going to have that team that you need to have to reach your goal in the end. So I think that's why I love sports, is the fact that it requires people to come together, to sit down, to see an objective, and then to figure out a way to make that objective and get to the desired goal at the end.
Yeah, and you talk about people coming together. One of the things that has always struck me is how these high school teams can bring communities together in times of tragedy, and, you know, and all of those kinds of things that we've kind of seen it over and over and over again, which is pretty amazing. So
you mentioned that, and one thing that really comes to mind was after the tornado in Appomattox County, the power of one, the group effort, everybody came together in that town and pitched in to help the town recover from that terrible tragedy, and I just remember all of the sports teams coming together and going out there and helping clean up all the debris and stuff, and they really developed a bond. That school won 3 football state championships in a row, and it was just a very close-knit group, and the town got behind the team, and it was a great thing to see.
Yeah.
It really was.
That's amazing. So I'm going to ask, and maybe you just talked about it, but what sports story in Central Virginia has had the greatest impact on you?
That was definitely one of them. One other one that comes to mind, when there was a big debate over Liberty Christian Academy joining the Virginia High School League, there were a lot of people that were against that move to begin with, but Liberty Christian Academy wanted to fight for the right to be able to join the VHSL and compete with the other teams in the league. And at first, there was a lot of resistance. A lot of people didn't like the idea. Some people felt like LCA was able to recruit athletes to their school that maybe other schools did not have availability towards. But, you know, we're a few years past that now, and I think things have worked out pretty well. Even the folks that maybe were against the move to begin with now, I think, have accepted it more, and it looks to be that LCA is a good member of the Seminole District now. So, you know, change is tough sometimes.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's tough. I know myself personally, I don't like change in my life. I like to know what I'm doing when I go somewhere. You know, I like to know exactly what I'm supposed to do, how I'm going to do it. I don't like to have that much change in my life. So I can understand people resisting changing the way they've done things for many, many years.
Yeah, I understand. I was a part of those conversations.
Sometimes it works out in the end, and I think thankfully, in this case, for everybody, it seems to have been a pretty good process, and everybody, I think, is fairly pleased with the way it's turned out.
Yeah. So maybe something a little bit maybe less controversial, but what was a sports story, and it could be national, what was the most fun for you to cover? Which one did you enjoy?
You know, I think a couple come to mind quickly. The one that comes to mind right off the bat is the most recent one, Virginia basketball this past year. You know, their run to the national championship. I know I was in Louisville for the Elite Eight game against Purdue, and how Virginia won that game and continued on, I still don't quite understand how it happened.
As that play, that last play at the end of regulation happened, I was pulling my hand out of a wall to make sure I saw it, because I'd already known that game was over, right?
Yeah.
And it was just devastated, yeah. But, that was...
I was among a group of media members. They get you to wait in the tunnel before the end of the game. So we were relying on kind of a radio broadcast of the game. We didn't have a monitor close by, so we're hearing all the cheers and stuff, the excitement out there, and we're wondering, okay, what is going on out there?
Yeah.
So, but the way Virginia was able to, time after time, produce victories that it just didn't look like they were going to be able to get wins and continue that magical run, but they were able to do it, and that win over Purdue really stands out as one of the best on that run. And just so many games, it could have gone, you know, either way.
Yeah,
the last couple of
absolutely.
Seconds, Virginia was able to pull it out. That was an exciting run for them, and of course the national championship game for Virginia Tech football in 2000 after their undefeated 1999 regular season. That game was in New Orleans against Florida State. That was an exciting week to be a part of that. And Virginia Tech actually had the lead in that game after three quarters. And, you know, it was an exciting time to be a part of that program. And Coach Beamer and some of the area folks on the team, Andre Kendrick from Lynchburg, had a couple of touchdowns in that game. And it was just a lot of fun. Those are a couple that come to mind quickly.
Do you have any remembrances about anything that happened with Amherst County teams?
Oh, absolutely.
Any remembrances?
Absolutely. You know, when I think about Amherst County sports, first thing that comes to mind is the great people that I've come to know covering sports in this area. People that have really been giving and good to me through the years. I think of Ernie Gwill, Goldie Goldthorpe, Eddie Carter, Lance Carter, all the coaches, some of the great players that have come through. I think of the Rose brothers, you know, Peter and John, and excuse me, I'm battling a cold. Just some great athletes, David Pugh, Hall of Famers that have come through, and it's just been so much fun the way people get behind sports here in Amherst County, and they make you feel so welcome when you come and cover events at Amherst County High School and other places in the county. It's always fun for me to come and be a part of the atmosphere, especially, you know, the football games and the basketball games, Friday night football games. It's just a lot of fun to be a part of the action.
Yeah, and a lot of those folks that you mentioned are still around, still supporting in different ways. And
oh,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
They've been coaches and administrators, but they're always fans, and they'll always bleed Amherst County sports.
Amherst matters. That's
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so look, we're going to get a little bit maybe broader picture on like high school athletics. You've seen a lot of changes in high school, from redistricting to reclassification, all of these different things. Where do you see it going in the next 5-10 years? And, you know, what are the key issues facing high school athletics, in your opinion?
You know, I hope it continues to go on a good, healthy path, which I think it's on now. One of the things that concerns me, I don't want to see athletes lose track of having fun in their high school years. It bothers me to see an athlete that's washed up, maybe a baseball player or a softball player that has concentrated so much of his time on becoming that one sport person, and you know they come up with a bad arm at age 14 or 15.
Right.
I would love to see kids get back to playing more sports and being a multi-sport person and kind of have fun with the different seasons as opposed to concentrating all of their efforts on one particular sport and just kind of throwing everything into that one sport. Sometimes if that doesn't work out, it's almost like you, I don't want to say wasted your time, but maybe you lost out on some of the fun times that you could have had if you didn't take it quite so seriously. Because you only get to go to high school one time, and you really have to enjoy those high school years and to be a part of teams and to be a part of people putting together teams and winning efforts and state championships. Enjoy that time while you've got it.
Yeah, well said. That's certainly an issue that we kind of are concerned with as well. You know, we want to make sure that kids have all kinds of opportunities, and you know, you really don't know at such a young age. And so stay active in as many things as you can.
Stay active and stay away from negative influences. You don't need to get involved with people that don't have your best interest in mind. You know, you kind of have a good perspective on what you want to do, and have good friends, good people that you trust, and have people, friends that have your back in times of need. You have to have a good support base, people that you trust and people that you can depend on when things aren't going well.
So, Dennis, when you look back over all these years covering sports in Central Virginia, what are you most proud of, or what do you want to be most remembered for?
You know, I think probably as a person that gave it his all. I know that I'm not the most talented person. I'm not the most handsome person. Surely not the most handsome person, but I want people to know that I really put my 100% and more into it. Every time I went to work, I don't feel like I ever mailed it in. I went above and beyond many times what I needed to do just to get the job done. I worked a lot of weekends, worked a lot of extra hours, but it was because of the love that I had for sports. So it's something that this is a job where it's not a 5-day, 40-hour-a-week job. You know, you have to work a lot of weekends, a lot of long hours. Maybe sometimes you don't want to, but you know, it's something that you need to do to do the job that you feel comfortable doing. And I just want people to know that I gave it my all. I'm not certainly perfect. I have a lot of faults, but I do work hard, and it's just something that I've been able to do for a long, long time, and something that I've enjoyed doing for a long time. I really feel like I've been blessed to have the job that I've been able to do for so long, and I know I'm going to miss it. It's something that's been a part of my life, a fabric of my life for, gosh, more than half my life. So something that I'm really, really going to miss, but something that I've enjoyed so much.
What are you
so
looking
much.
Forward to now? Now you'll have some hours available.
You know, I think I'll still be a fan, you know, like a lot of the people we were talking about earlier who've been coaches and players and administrators. They still come to games. I can still see myself going to games and still wanting to be in the action, to be a part of the action. I'm sure I'll go to a lot of games. And I probably will still help out if WSET gives me a call and they say they're short or somebody was called in sick and they need somebody to come and shoot a game. They have my phone number. Hopefully they'll call me, and I'd still like to be able to help out on occasion. But I've come to a point, I think, in my life where I need to be able to spend some more time with my family. My wife and I have been working opposite schedules for the last 36 years plus. She was a morning person. I'm a night person. We were like two ships passing in the night. So the time that we got to spend basically was sometimes on the weekend, but I worked a lot of weekends. So, you know, we didn't have that much time to spend together. So I'm looking forward to spending more time with her, to being able to go down and visit my dad in Danville, who's 92 years old now. So I want to be able to spend more time with him than I have been able to. And I have family in Richmond and Danville. Just want to be able to have some more time to spend with family, because when you think about it, that's the most important thing in life, is being a part of a family and having that time to spend with them.
We wish you luck in doing that, and you've certainly deserved it. And you know, from my perspective, I think also from, you know, sports fans in Central Virginia, you know, we've had a lot of great memories around high school sports or local sports. And, you know, I think a lot of people, I think you know, look back at the legacy you might have left. I think a lot of people will hear your voice in those memories. You're almost the narrator of a lot of these great memories, you know, that young people have as they find successes in athletics, and communities that have found these successes in athletics, and you've been the consistent voice across all of that, and we're thankful for that. And so on behalf of Amherst, we want to thank you for everything you did for the young people here in this community.
Thank you, Dr. Arnold. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure being on the program with you. And again, it's been,
I don't know if I have 37 years in me on this this program.
Oh,
we're trying to make it to the end of the year.
Sure you do. But again, it was just my pleasure to be able to be a part of the community for that long, and to do what I love to do. And I'm going to miss it. No doubt about it.
We're going to miss you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So that'll do it for today's show. I'd like to thank all of our listeners once again, and we hope that everybody has a great day.